I'm Echo.
And I'm Ether. Welcome to another Cohere Technologies Deep Dive podcast.
All right, so picture this. You're walking down the street, and your phone isn't just, you know, connecting you to the internet, but it's like actually sensing its surroundings. It's almost as if it develops like a sixth sense or something.
Mm.
That's the potential of what's called integrated sensing and communication.
ISE.
ISIC, exactly. And we're going to be taking a deep dive into a paper all about a technology that could make this a reality called ZOCOTFS.
Yeah, ZOCOTFS is tackling a really significant problem. You know, we're moving towards 6G networks,
mm-hmm.
and we're starting to use higher frequencies. And the way we've traditionally done things, especially with a system called OFDM, it's just not cutting it anymore.
So OFDM is hitting a wall. What's going on there?
Well, you know, think about it this way. 6G is all about higher frequencies and faster speeds.
Right.
But the faster things move, like, you know, let's say you're in a car or something, the harder it becomes to get a clear signal.
Mm.
It's like trying to have a conversation while, you know, you're running alongside a speeding train.
Right.
And those frequencies and speeds, they create a lot of what's called Doppler spread, which basically distorts the signal.
Yeah. Okay. So I see the challenge. So then how is ZOCOTFS different? How does it change the game?
So ZOCOTFS uses something called pulsones as its waveforms.
Okay.
So instead of just sending out like a continuous wave, like OFDM, ZOCOTFS sends out these short bursts of energy that are modulated by a specific tone.
Mm.
It's kind of like sending out a series of coded flashes of light, you know, rather than like a steady beam.
Okay.
And this unique structure, it makes pulsones much better at handling those distortions and interference caused by those higher frequencies and Doppler spread.
So it's almost as if ZOCOTFS is speaking the right language for this kind of this environment.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, speaking the right language. ZOCOTFS, it also operates in a way that makes its signal incredibly stable.
Okay.
Even in those environments with, you know, lots of movement and interference.
Mm-hmm.
And that stability, well, that means it's much easier to decode the information. So that just opens up a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. And speaking of possibilities, the paper talks about ZOCOTFS allowing for something called model-free operation, which sounds pretty intriguing.
Yeah. It's one of the most exciting things about ZOCOTFS.
Okay.
So traditionally, a lot of wireless systems, they rely on these complex mathematical models to understand the communication channel. Yeah, that's basically the path the signal takes from the transmitter to the receiver.
Right.
It's kind of like trying to navigate a city with just like a rough, you know, hand-drawn map.
Right. Okay.
But ZOCOTFS, because of its unique properties, it can actually just read off the channel information directly from the response to a single pulsone.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like, you know, having a real-time GPS system that constantly updates based on your exact location and conditions around you.
Mm-hmm.
So this model-free approach, it's much more adaptable and efficient, especially in, like, you know, complex, constantly changing environments.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense. Now, there are different types of pulsones, right?
Yeah, there are. Initially, there were what we call point pulsones. They were kind of a good starting point,
mm-hmm.
but they had a couple of drawbacks.
A lot of these drawbacks, what were the issues?
So one major issue was that they just required a lot of power to transmit.
Okay.
So imagine a light bulb that runs really brightly for a very short time, and then it goes dark.
Okay, yeah.
Point pulsones were similar. They had high peak power, but overall not very efficient.
Right.
So batteries would drain faster, and that's not ideal, you know, in our always connected world.
For sure, yeah. And then what were some other limitations that they ran into?
Another challenge was that when you try to use point pulsones for both, you know, communication and sensing on the same frequency band,
mm-hmm.
they'd interfere with each other. It's like trying to have two conversations, you know, simultaneously in the same room.
Mm.
It just becomes this jumbled mess.
It's too much. Yeah. Okay. So then how did they overcome this?
Well, the researchers, they came up with a really clever solution called spread pulsones. And that's where things get really groundbreaking, I think.
Spread pulsones. So are we talking about like stretching them out or?
Not exactly stretching, but, you know, you're on the right track.
Okay.
Think about it more like intelligently redistributing the energy of the pulsone across different frequencies and time slots.
Okay.
So they applied a special filter, a chirp filter, in this mathematical space known as the delay Doppler domain. It's a little bit complex to visualize.
Sure.
But the The result is pretty amazing. This spreading, it significantly reduces the peak power needed.
Okay.
So it becomes much more energy efficient, and it allows sensing and communication to happen at the same time without interfering.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued here. How does spreading actually solve that interference problem? I mean, aren't the signals still sharing that same frequency space?
Right. Well, this is where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
So the spreading transforms what's called the self-ambiguity function of the sensing pulse zone.
Okay.
Think of this as, like the pulse zone's unique fingerprint in the delay Doppler domain. And by spreading it, they map this fingerprint onto a different non-overlapping section of that mathematical space.
Huh.
And this allows it to coexist with that communication signal without any clash.
So it's like giving them each their own lane on a highway, almost.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And this is a big deal because it means we can finally achieve, the holy grail of ISAC, that simultaneous sensing and communication, without sacrificing efficiency or performance.
It's like two superpowers for the price of one.
Exactly. And that's why this research is so exciting, because it suggests that ZAC OTFS with these spread pulse zones, it's not just a cool idea.
Right.
It's a practical and powerful solution.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that. This is really, really groundbreaking stuff. But does this actually work in the real world?
Well, the researchers put it to the test using simulations on like a standard model for vehicular communication,
Okay.
which is, a particularly challenging environment with lots of movement and Doppler spread.
So this wasn't just like a theoretical thing.
No, absolutely not. They
Yeah.
really wanted to see, how these spread pulse zones performed in a realistic scenario, and the results were very impressive.
Okay, I'm very curious to hear more, but I think we should probably pause here and then we can come back and explore those results and the mind-blowing potential of ZAC OTFS in shaping the future of wireless technology.
Sounds good.
So we're back and ready to hear about the results of those simulations with the spread pulse zones. What did the researchers find?
Well, they found that spread pulse zones, they achieved reliable communication over a much, much wider range of like speeds and Doppler spreads compared to those original point pulse zones. So that means they can handle those fast-moving, high-frequency environments much better, which opens up a lot of possibilities for things like communication cars or drones or even, high-speed trains.
Right. So spread pulse zones are much more robust, but what about efficiency? How do they stack up there?
Yeah, the simulations also showed significant gains in what's called effective throughput. So think of that as the amount of useful information that you can actually transmit per second.
Okay.
And spread pulse zones, they outperform the traditional methods, proving that this integrated approach isn't just about, making things work. It's about making them work better and smarter.
So it's not just about adding sensing capabilities, it's about like doing more with less, essentially.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And that's why this research is so exciting. It suggests that ZAC OTFS with these spread pulse zones, it's not just a cool idea, it's a practical and powerful solution.
Yeah. I'm starting to see that. This is really groundbreaking stuff. But ZAC OTFS, IC, pulse zones, these are all pretty complex concepts.
Yeah.
Can you connect this back to the real world for me? What are some specific examples of how this technology could actually be used?
Sure. So imagine a world where drones can navigate, these complex environments with incredible precision
Yeah.
using, ZAC OTFS powered radar. So they could inspect bridges or monitor crops or even deliver packages, all while, seamlessly communicating their location and status.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. What about something closer to home? How could ZAC OTFS impact our everyday lives?
Well, think about self-driving cars.
Yeah.
With ZAC OTFS, they could not only communicate with each other to avoid collisions, but they could also sense their surroundings in real time, which would create a much safer and more efficient transportation system. They could even detect, pedestrians or obstacles that might be hidden from view. So drastically improving road safety.
Wow. So we're talking about like a future where cars aren't just connected, they're actually aware of their environment in a whole new way.
Exactly, exactly.
That's incredible.
And it's not just about vehicles. Think about like medical devices that can sense minute changes in a patient's body, providing real-time feedback to doctors. Or, we could have wearable sensors that continuously monitor vital signs, helping to predict and prevent health issues before they even arise.
Wow, the implications for healthcare are huge. It sounds like Zoc OTFS could enable a level of personalized medicine that we've only dreamed of before.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let's not forget about communication itself. Zoc OTFS has the potential to vastly improve the performance of wireless networks in, crowded urban environments
Right.
or in disaster zones where reliable communication is absolutely critical.
Yeah, for sure. So we're not just talking about like fancy new features or incremental improvements here. We're talking about like a fundamental shift in how we connect and interact with the world around us.
You got it, precisely. Zoc OTFS and this whole concept of iSAC, they represent a paradigm shift in wireless technology. It's about moving from devices that simply transmit information to devices that can understand and interact with their environment in a much, much deeper way.
Yeah.
It's about giving them like a sixth sense, so to speak.
That is both exciting and a little bit mind-boggling to think about all the possibilities. It feels like we're on the cusp of a technological revolution.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, this research, it's really a glimpse into a future where sensing and communication are, seamlessly intertwined, where devices can perceive the world around them as clearly as we can.
This has been an incredible deep dive so far. We've covered a lot of ground from the limitations of traditional systems to the incredible potential of Zoc OTFS and spread pulse zones. I'm curious though, where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this story?
Well, this research is really just the tip of the iceberg. There's still so much to explore and discover. For example, we need to investigate how to optimize the design of these spread pulse zones to maximize their performance in different environments and for different applications. We need to develop new algorithms and hardware that can, fully exploit the capabilities of Zoc OTFS.
Right.
And of course, we need to consider the broader implications of this technology, both positive and potential challenges as it becomes more, integrated into our lives.
It sounds like there's a whole world of exciting research and development ahead. But before we wrap things up, I have one last question for you. Thinking about all the possibilities that we've discussed, what's the one application of Zoc OTFS that gets you the most excited? What's your personal vision for the future of this technology?
That's a great question. For me, it's the potential of Zoc OTFS to enable these truly immersive and interactive experiences. So imagine a world where like virtual reality and augmented reality are seamlessly integrated with the physical world, where we can interact with, digital information and objects as naturally as we interact with the real world. Zoc OTFS, with its ability to sense and communicate simultaneously, it could be the key to unlocking this type of, truly blended reality.
That's a fantastic vision. It sounds like something straight out of science fiction, but knowing what we know now, it feels like it could actually become a reality.
It's definitely within the realm of possibility. And that's what's so inspiring about this field. We're not just building gadgets, we're building the future.
Well, it's amazing to think that we could be on the verge of a world where the digital and physical realms are so seamlessly blended. It's both exciting and a bit daunting, wouldn't you say?
Definitely, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking us on this incredible deep dive into the world of Zoc OTFS and iSEC. I think we've all learned a lot today. I think we've come away with a much deeper understanding of not just the technology itself, but also its potential to really transform our world.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
And to everyone listening, remember, this is just the beginning. The future of wireless technology is wide open. And who knows what incredible discoveries and innovations await us just around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
So keep those imaginations firing, stay curious, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive into the fascinating world of cutting-edge technology.